Respectful greetings, friends and viewers. Welcome to today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're back here at the Giant Center of Northern California. Yesterday, we learned how to make an Italian and Indian fusion dish called Dal Dokli Pasta. To complete the meal today, our guest chef, Mr. Praveen Turakhiyal, will show us how to prepare a scrumptious dessert. All dishes are vegan, of course, and made in line with Jainism beliefs and traditions.
One of the key principles that guides this practice is the principle of non-violence, or ahimsa. Ahimsa is a way of life where we have this natural compassion for all living beings and respect for their freedom and individuality.
The principle of compassion is integral to our food habits, but it is not free of karma. It minimizes the amount of violence, thus minimizing the bondage of karma.
What Jains prescribe is that we would like to minimize the amount of pain felt by plants and other living microbes. Eating a root-based plant destroys the entire plant, while taking a fruit from a plant may cause less pain. And it does not kill the plant.
Interestingly, science tells us that a single square centimeter of earth in and around the root of a plant contains a lot more life than any other portion of the plant above the soil.
We're pleased to feature this next segment in a series of karma-less cuisines of Jainism brilliantly presented by the Joint Center of Northern California.
So we are going to make a nice vegan dessert, which is a pineapple orange delight.
Wow, sounds great.
Good? Very good. So, you know, what you would need for that, basic is like it says pineapple orange, so pineapple, it's a crushed pineapple, one can. We drain out all the water, it's in sugar, so we just drain it out. And then we have drained pineapple. Then we need condensed milk, but this is a vegan, so we have to make either it's available in the market or you can make it. Basically what you need is about 6 ratio. Okay, so 6 tablespoons per 1 cup. So we probably need half a cup here, so you can reduce the quantity by half. And then boil it in the water. And then it will become, and add some sugar.
How much sugar we put in there?
Normally for 1 cup, it will go 3/4 cup of a sugar, you know. But if you like more sweet, you can add more. If you like less, you can reduce. So sugar and salt always an individual test.
I see.
Then we need some vegan cookies. We need about 4 to 6 cookies. We have to crush to the powder. And we need a... saffron.
Wow, very special.
Very fragrant, and mm-hmm. It gives a very rich, you know, saffron color. We say uh-huh. Saffron color,
yes.
But it's a dark yellow. Mm-hmm. We need cardamom powder. If you want to add this vanilla powder while making this thing, that's fine, or we can add later when we are cooking this.
Sure.
And we have orange segment, so that's how it becomes a pineapple orange delight. When we make a presentation, we need salty crackers, like this is perfect for that. Basically, once the mixture is made, then we put it in a platter and then just have 1 teaspoon each spread on the cookie, this salty cracker. We top it with pistachio. This is a sliced pistachios, and we have sliced almonds. So these are the basic ingredients. So we take a pan,
this is
condensed milk,
this is vegan condensed milk.
Vegan condensed milk, add to that this drained pineapple, crushed pineapple. Then add this cookie powder. We flavor it with cardamom powder. We put some vanilla essence. And we add some saffron. Also, we can add some sliced almonds and sliced pistachios in there.
This will add a nutty flavor to the
dish. Yeah, it has everything good flavor. So just takes about 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes depending, once you get that full consistency. You have to go on stirring, otherwise it will just stick to the bottom. So while this is cooking, we can prepare for our tray. So if you want to do that, check for me. Open it.
Oh, it's good. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'll help you.
Thank you.
See, can you see that? It's becoming
thickening.
Right. Mm. So it's almost done. But remember to stir so it doesn't stick to the bottom. So we are done with this. We have to let it cool before we spread on this thing. So I think maybe about 10-15 minutes, or you can even put it in a refrigerator for faster cooling. Okay, so it's done. It's cooled down also. So now we do our final presentation and ready for eating. So take a spoon full of this thing. Looks yummy, isn't it?
It's pretty. Mm. Can we make this overnight?
Definitely it can stay for a few days, definitely, because it's all condensed milk. There is nothing that it can spoil, you know, and that is better. One can normally serve about 15 to 20 people, I would say.
So it's better to be room temperature, or is it better to be...
No, room temperature fine. Okay, so we just put it nicely. First, let's do this thing, then we sprinkle the almond and everything. Mm-hmm. This is soy whipped cream. Mm-hmm. It's readily available. And
so this is the vegan whipping cream?
Yes, definitely.
Made by soy.
So, now we just top it with our soy whipped cream. Make a flour. Looks good, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Then we can top it with orange segments. You can do so many ways. You have to be creative. You can put this and then put the flour. So you can put crosswise, lengthwise. So whichever works better,
it's
looks
beautiful.
Better.
Mm. I like this golden color.
Hmm? You can now sprinkle almond first. This is very thinly sliced almond. Basically, if you soak the almond in the hot water, leave it for about 1-2 hours, and then remove the skin. It's very easy to slice.
I see. I was wondering
how
this could be done.
And for pistachio, you mm-hmm. know what you do? Put it in a whole pistachio, mm-hmm. shelled, of course, in the microwave for about 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little warm. Then it will easily slice up.
You slice it. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because that oil inside that thing makes it little loose. It gives you very thin, nice slices like this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing with us all these tips.
Sure. And then you can do a little bit more garnishing if you want, just around some fruits, whatever you like. Some berries, some raspberries. So make it colorful. So,
wow.
Here it is.
Beautiful.
Looks good.
Very
tastes
delicious.
Tastes good also.
I bet it is.
I'm telling you, without even testing.
Yeah. It's very good. So this is our orange?
Orange pineapple, pineapple orange delight.
Pineapple orange delight.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a vegan, basically.
Beautiful.
And that's my creation.
Thank you for sharing us your creation.
Thank you for being here at the Jain Center. And I hope you enjoyed our cooking and hope to see you making the same things and you will like it. We made Tum Tum Tomato. The second main course was Indian-Italian fusion, which is curried pasta. And the sweet dish, we had pineapple orange delight. So everything sounds good, yummy.
This is so fabulous. Thank you so much, Praveen.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity also.
Why don't we invite our friends to come up and enjoy with us?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Sure.
Let's do. Come on, friends.
Come on.
Let's have something and share our pleasure today with you.
Come and enjoy with us.
Hi, friends. So how do you like this?
It's very good. Very, very tasty. I think it's very, very healthy also.
So which one do you think is more out of these three, or your opinion?
Pineapple delight.
Pineapple delight is delightful. Okay. And how about you?
Well, pineapple delight is definitely much better, but the other things are also required along with the sweet things. So we enjoy this tomato, tom-tom.
Tom-tom tomato.
Tom-tom
right.
tomato.
This is a pasta fusion. Like
pasta is great.
Very good.
I always enjoy your
good
food in Jaisalmer. This is another good opportunity to taste your food.
Thank you.
You like it.
So I hope you guys make it at home also.
I'll give it a try. I definitely will.
We send our gratitude to the Jain Center of Northern California for being such gracious hosts and introducing to the world a spiritually uplifting aspect of compassionate culinary arts. Precious viewers, we invite you to join us for a future episode of our noble lineage where we'll further explore the benevolent practices and beliefs of Jainism.
Once you open the doors of compassion, have an open mind, try to understand the natural environment around you, try to understand the animal world, try to understand the world of plants, the world of microbes, you will automatically and naturally start avoiding or consuming excess amount of food which causes Hinsa. Over time, you will become a natural vegetarian.
We bid you a kind farewell and we'll see you again next week on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television.
Thank you. For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.